morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. What's that one called?
Passenger shaming.
All right. Jeremy just found passenger shaming on the Instagram, and it's where you take pictures of people. I have that story from when I flew from Tampa to Phoenix, and there was that dude, that super tall guy that picked that zit on his neck, and it would not pop, but he was taller than the seat by his shoulders. Oh. He was huge.
Just kept growing. The
and
more
he kept
irritated
squeezing it.
It,
and it was red, and it had that clear white.
Just ready to go. Oh.
Junk just pouring out, and he'd wipe it off, and he'd look at his hand. Oh. And the lady in front of me is eating her.
Smell his fingers.
She's eating her trail mix off of the thing with her finger. And then
getting all the Cheetos.
Dusting
the
it up. Yes.
Oh, right off the bear
Cheetos
tray.
Oh, stop. And Megan was in the aisle, and I was in the aisle, and I leaned, and I'm like, this is the worst flight I've ever been on. And then you hear, guy behind me spitting in a Dasani bottle because he's got every disease in the book. And I said, we're never flying coach again. And I said, and by the way, the guy next to you is super excited to be sitting by you. He's in sweatpants. He's hard as a rock and asleep. I will not fly. And then so Jeremy finds this guy. He's got cream of mushroom soup leaking out of a barely bandaged wound. No shoes on, which is almost a bigger crime on the plane.
Hot feet.
And it's puddled.
Yeah, kind of looks like clam chowder running down his leg a little bit.
Yeah, did he? Oh God, let's hope it is just the wound. Did he? Was he cut on the plane? That's the only way that
works. No, it looks like he was bandaged up and he didn't, you know, the bandage is coming undone on the bottom there and it's just kind of coming out.
Everybody
the pus
home.
Thickens up at 30,000 feet.
Oh. I got an email from a guy that goes, dude, Randy Jackson is not dead. And I emailed back and I'm like, ooh, that one went past you there, buddy. I would also argue that he is dead. And he goes, damn it, I figured it out right after I hit send. I didn't know that's what you were doing. I'm retarded. Good stuff, bro.
Good stuff, bro.
I don't want to embarrass Derek Julian, but Derek Julian was the one who had to hit me the idea. Hey, whoa, you keep saying Randy Jackson's dead. I saw him on TV last night.
I've been dead for a couple weeks, dog.
His input on that, yo, that's all he does.
What do you think of that, Randy?
Jane, yo.
Thanks, Randy, for nothing. Have you ever said anything substantive?
Yo. No.
Thanks, Randy.
He's a hell of a musician.
Gonna have to watch it now.
Is he? Oh, is he the only host? Or is there...
No. He just sits behind the piano like they propped up Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And Jane Krakowski hosts the whole thing.
Oh.
And every once in a while.
And he does the tunes?
He does the... Did you watch two... Larry, I text you, right? Yeah.
We were texting. I mean, and he doesn't even, Randy Jackson doesn't even look like he's yo. I mean, like, he just looks dead.
He's dead. I know. You and I were talking about it. He's a dead yo.
Let's check in with Randy Jackson now.
He was gone.
It's awful.
2 years ago. It's crazy. But you watch for Jane Krakowski.
Yeah.
Settle the debate at my house. Facial surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's Megan
definitely.
Doesn't think so. She said she's just aging. And I'm like, nobody ages.
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both.
She's so tight.
It's tight, but she's aging. And
but
so,
her
like,
eyes are closing.
Yeah.
Like something's so tight that her eyes don't open.
But I still love her.
No, you like her a lot. You've got a weird thing.
I always have. I've got this weird thing.
Since Ally McBeal days?
Sure.
What about
since National Lampoon's?
Oh, my God. Oh. Since she was
12.
With her arm in the pickle jar.
Cousin Vicky.
No, it wasn't the pickle jar. It was
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
He said, he hands her the spoon. He's like, here, you need some help? And she's like, no. Just walks away, shakes her hand up.
Yeah. Stirring. I forgot that was Cousin Vicky.
What about the Flintstones' Viva Rock Vegas?
Yeah. Wow.
You get a lot
who actually
jerk off
seen
to
that movie?
Me.
Larry probably. He likes Jane Krakowski.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's weird.
Anyways,
what do we got here? Which one are we looking at, the face stretching?
Well, the one from last night.
Yeah.
And she's a pretty lady, but it just seemed like either it was way too much makeup or – and that could be because Randy Jackson looked like an Undertaker hat at him. I mean, there was a pullback of his whole thing. Yeah, these are all going to be good pictures.
Yeah,
there you go, Larry.
That's the old picture.
There
she is.
How you doing?
Back when she was – You French kiss?
My dad says I'm a good kisser.
Daddy says I'm the
best kisser.
All right. That's enough reminiscing about Larry's jerk-off time.
All right.
Back in the 80s. Thank you, Larry. Larry McFeely coming up in just 18 short minutes, if we're lucky.
Nope, we've lost him.
No,
not like that?
Jane Krakowski.
Oh, yeah.
There's the late Randy Jackson next to her.
What up, dog?
Hey, dog. I've been dead for a while now. Yo.
Oh, man. She does got perma-smile.
Look at that. Randy Jackson's body. It's just a head placed on like a phony body.
They cryoed his head.
He's not living
for years.
Anymore. That is the creepiest picture I've ever seen.
They just roll him out for musically based game shows?
Right, yeah.
Teddy Williams.
Somebody defibrillate Randy and get him out there for 1 hour. We need a wizard and a conjurer.
Do we know, is there anything going on with him? Is he going through, like, treatments?
Yeah, he passed away. He's deceased. That's what you do
really
when you're deceased.
Re-animated. Like something is,
they just forgot to
he
tell
looks
him.
Sick.
Yeah, he looks sick.
No, I hope not, but.
We're going to feel like jerks when we find out tomorrow.
No, we won't.
Like Brady, I prefer fat Randy Jackson.
So who would they?
Wait, Brady prefers fat
yes.
Randy Jackson, or you prefer
like
fat Brady?
Like my Brady, I prefer a fat Randy Jackson. He both prefers a fat Randy Jackson, and I prefer a bigger Brady. If Brady lost like 100 pounds and came in here,
yeah, no good.
Like, he looks like he's dying.
I wouldn't be alive.
You don't think so? You couldn't survive at 202?
He would take himself out.
202. He wouldn't want to live at 202.
What would you be doing?
Life is not worth living at 202.
What's wrong with being 215, Brady?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? He's even added some weight. Anyway, good luck to you, kid.
Thank you.
I didn't like the Randy Jackson. It was scary. Give me bad dreams. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. And it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, the best self-defense system in all the land. It'll teach you everything you need to know, get you in some amazing shape. And right now on their Facebook page, Jay decided to interview me about a week ago. He said, let's sit down and do an interview. I didn't know it was actually going to be a thing he used. He used the whole damn thing, but if you want to watch it, it's pretty funny. I got some good stuff up there. It tells you a little about the Tactical Black world and introduces you to Jay, the main head honcho out there at the Phoenix, the whole thing, really, all the deal. But yeah.
Do you sit in a chair, a folding mm-hmm. chair, and have students come up and you just drop them with your hands? Like
no.
Steven
yeah,
Seagal.
The way Steven Seagal would just push yeah. people away and they yeah. pass out. That would have been great. No, I'm randomly attacked in the chair during the interview, and I continue my answers. No, it's pretty good. Jay's a great guy. They're good people, and they're doing great stuff. And you can check out their vault too, TacticalBlackVault.com, for all their merchandise. They got tons of great stuff in this vault store they're doing. And again, the seminar that's going on Friday. If you join up. Maybe it's still some time to get involved in that. It's a gun safety retention and teaching you some things about if you are carrying a weapon, what you need to know when you carry. You're not 100% protected just carrying a gun. You got the gun. That's good. Do you know what to do? And they set up situations like, okay, good, you got a gun. Watch this. And boom, and the next thing you know, you don't have a gun anymore. It's like, what happened? Or you run into somebody who can get that thing. Then what? So it's a whole bunch crazy, and it teaches you things you're just like, wow, all right, I should know this. If I'm going to carry a gun outside, I should know this. And it's smart. You know that, Brett. As a guy who carries, the more Absolutely. Education you have, the better off.
You never have enough.
I always worry about guys who are like, I carry, I'm fine. And they're like, well, I could show you something. No, I don't need to know nothing. It's like, you're the one who's worried that you're going to find out you need to know something. It's not going to be good. In fact, statistically, people who carry guns often shoot themselves or someone they care about more than they get a bad guy. That's just a fact. So, and that just comes from being smart. So they know all that stuff, and they'll teach you all these things, crazy amounts of stuff. Plus, they'll get you in great shape. Their core training, their elite, it's just ridiculous. Everything they've got there is better than what you're doing. I can almost guarantee that 100%. Check it out, ReactDefense.com. They're in Phoenix, they're in Chandler, and they are in Glendale. Get on it. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
On this day in TV history.
Okay.
January is usually a big premiere month. Kind of rolling out stuff.
Mid-season replacements.
69 years ago on this day in 1952, nice. The Today Show premiered.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know who created it? Sigourney Weaver's father.
That's right, yeah. I've heard of that.
49 years ago in 1972, Sanford and Son.
There you go.
Premiered, you big dummy.
That's a show.
Yes.
Still, one of the finer clips that you could never play again is when Fred was in court.
Oh, we have that clip.
We have that clip. And it is jaw-dropping how many times he says the N-word. And it's used very hilariously.
45
laugh
years
track
ago.
And the whole deal.
Oh, the laugh track. They're like, this is the type of America I love. And everybody was dying. And I'm like, ooh.
45 years ago on this day in 1976, Bionic Woman.
Nice.
Lindsay Wagner. I went back and saw a couple of those over the break. They did back-to-back $6 million Man.
Who did?
The one
old
family
man
Brady Channel.
Yeah.
No kidding. Any good?
No.
That's terrible. Yeah, it's really bad.
I didn't think that one would hold up.
Bionic Man doesn't hold up. It didn't then. It was campy and stupid in the 70s.
But just the power of the eye and the effects that to battle
Did you have the Bionic Man doll? You're probably a little old for that.
I didn't have the Steve Austin.
You looked at the back of his head and you saw Bionic Eye. It's just a crosshairs.
I'm familiar with it. I had a couple of friends had it.
A little bit strange about it. I had one. It's pretty neat. And you know who else I had? One of the stranger dolls a parent could buy you. I had the Doctor also.
Oscar Goldman.
I had it. Did you have that too? Wasn't that weird? You had the sick man.
Both of them.
Did you have the Doctor too?
Yep. Or was Felix? Maybe Felix was the Doctor. Oscar Goldman.
This is the 40-year-old virgin conversation over here.
Look, I don't know. All I'm saying is I had the Doctor doll.
And your Sears bike.
I was a mess. My parents were buying me things that were going to ruin him.
44 years ago in 1977, Fantasy Island. And then in 2009, 32 years later, Ricardo Montalban passed away.
Try it again.
The full thing.
2009.
Now go again.
Ricardo Montalban.
You're playing with it. You're trying to avoid
that. He passed away.
He's avoiding
on the day it premiered.
No kidding. That's called serendipity, I think.
Yeah.
Symbiosis? I don't know. Coincidence?
If Marcus was in here 31 years ago in 1990, The Simpsons officially kicked off its first season on Fox.
Santa's Little Helper.
But it wasn't the premiere because they
were on the Tracy Ullman show.
Technically the second episode.
Well, they had a special.
Christmas special, mid-December.
And somebody said it was like 20 years ago to the day that they predicted the Trump presidency.
There's a new theory that Homer changed scientists' mind about the way the space is shaped.
What?
Oh, yeah, they're messing with time right now.
Yeah, so Homer had a thing about space being donut-shaped, and donuts are always that's the perfect circle. And the scientists did a look, and they're like, there's validity to this.
They want to change a minute from 60 seconds to 59 seconds to make up for how fast the Earth spun last year.
Yeah, not because of The Simpsons, though.
And because they're big fans of The Simpsons.
Oh, that. Well, I don't know why you brought that up. That was odd.
Because that's what they're talking about right now. They're trying to change.
I know, but why does that have to do with The Simpsons?
Because that's what they talk about in The Simpsons.
Changing time?
Yes. When that episode, he talked about changing time with the donut.
You've got to be more specific, Jeremy. This is not KDUS. People are listening. a point.
Betty White turns 99 on Sunday.
One more year and she's mine.
One more?
Yeah, I don't want to get her until it's monumental.
She's a centenarian.
I've never had one of them. Centurion, open your thighs. Doesn't count when she's 99.
Brett, the Sopranos sequel film.
Yes.
The Many Saints of Newark.
The prequel.
Newark.
What is that word? What Newark. Is that city?
Newark.
Is that New York or Newark?
Newark,
or
New Jersey.
It's kind of a combo?
Right, you and Jeremy go sit in the corner. Quit asking dumb questions.
It got pushed back from March to now it's September.
Son of a bitch.
Pandemic.
James Bond got pushed back, too.
Good, because I haven't caught up yet. I got to wait.
You need to be caught up to Bond?
Right?
You haven't caught up on Bond?
Oh, Sopranos. You got 27 movies to go. So.
No, Sopranos.
You can't follow the Bond theme. He wins almost every time.
I'm too far behind on Bond. I can't catch
it. You're not going to.
Amazon has released its synopsis of its $1 billion Lord of the Rings series, which is expected to debut next year.
It's costing them $1 billion?
Yeah, that's how much they're spending.
Is it Peter Jackson?
It'll take place thousands of years before The Hobbit. Oh. And is already expected to last 5 seasons.
Ugh.
If people don't watch it, it's a disaster. And guess who
won't? That's a lot of money.
This guy right here.
Right here, too.
It's been 20 years since the trilogy, the 3 movies, and they spent $281 million.
I make Loder fans so mad. Not Kurt Loder fans, but Lord of the Rings fans, because I always say the movies individually are not good at all. You can't sit down and go, oh, the second Lord of the Rings is on. This is great. Because you can't. It doesn't.
My buddy Drew, we went to the first one, and at the end of it, he goes, the F was that?
It doesn't end.
There's no ending.
There's no ending.
And I'm like, that's the book.
So the beginning of the second one, you're like, there's no beginning. This is just a continuation. So you need to watch all 9 hours in a row.
Is it before or after The Hobbit? I can't remember. Okay. All right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. After. Okay.
And this one's before.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So the show is before and the movies are after and then The Hobbit's in the middle. You all right?
No, I kept trying to remember the Sebastian Bach tour.
That's 30th anniversary of Slave to the Grind. Bach's back.
All right. We're going to nickname you Dick Spots. You hit that alarm all the time. All right. There you go. Yeah, Sebastian Bach singing for Skid Row, Ain't So Bad. if he can still do it, I might head to that.
I think he can. I've seen some videos.
Well, he did
videos
that Broadway stuff. Yeah. So he trained himself
might,
how to be a
better
singer.
You might zoom that?
Is it not going to be a
I don't
live
know.
Shows? I don't, they're got to get ready first.
Some yeah, they just released it. They just announced it. There's no details.
Yeah. Oh, Slave to the Grind. I don't care what anybody says, glam rock or otherwise, that's still a great record. Got a couple of terrible ones on there. Wasted Time and there's a couple of terrible ones.
Spots!
We'll get there.
Time!
All right, Dick Spots, we're on.
Hey, Dick Spots didn't say a word. He let the bell go.
Your boy's at it again. Man.
Look, Dick Spots, Quasimodo, you rang the bell, so you got
the
villagers
all
nervous.
That's all I needed to do.
Well, you get the villagers mad about Dick Spots.
Fire!
That's your thing.
Time!
That's right. See, they're chasing me with pitchforks and stuff because of you ringing the bell. We're all done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
It's out of control now.